Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Uecker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting third. The center fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Flood reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flood moves to third. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flood scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. Boyer moves to second. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Mike Shannon batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Shannon takes first base on ball four. Boyer moves to third. Grote moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Uecker batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Uecker takes first base on ball four. Boyer scores. Grote moves to third. Shannon moves to second. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña misplays the ball. That's an error on Peña. Grote scores. Shannon scores. Uecker moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals 5. And the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beckert is called out on strikes. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first, with Abernathy covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Altman reaches second base with a double. Santo goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Cardinals. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shannon. Clemens reaches second base with a double. Altman scores. Banks moves to third. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel strikes out. Hooker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bertel out. One out. Don Landrum pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields it and throws to home to get Banks. Clemens moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Warner now pitching. Dick Groat batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Groat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groat for the out. One out. Mike Shannon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Shannon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shannon takes first base on ball 4. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Javier is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Altman moves to second. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock throws the ball into Boyer, who relays the ball to Javier, who tags Banks trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Altman scores. It's 5-4, Cardinals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Uecker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Uecker strikes out. 1 out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña misplays the ball. That's an error on Peña. Gibson moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Flood reaches second base with a double. Gibson scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flood scores. It's 7-4, Cardinals. Frank Bauman now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Bauman covering. Safe. Brock moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Dick Grote batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grote takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shannon is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Ron Taylor now pitching. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bertel moves to second. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Peña hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Peña reaches second base with a double. Bertel scores. Beckert goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Cardinals. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Uecker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Uecker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Uecker moves to third. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Bertel to Santo. The throw back to home. And Uecker is out at the plate. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from Uecker and he is safe. Altman steals second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clemens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clemens hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Brock reaches second base with a double. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Bertel and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Brock scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. he's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Shannon hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stewart is hit by the pitch. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Ricketts now catching. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Peña is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Cal Kuntz now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Javier is 0 for 3 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ricketts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stallard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flood is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Stallard moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Santo. Boyer moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Groat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groat strikes out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky pinch hits for Dick Bertel. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bright pinch hits for Cal Coons. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bright is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Beckert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky now catching. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Javier is 0 for 4 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Javier reaches second base with a double. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ricketts is 0 for 1 in the game. Ricketts hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stallard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to third. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Flood is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. It's 9-6, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brock is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peña is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Peña hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Barney Schultz now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Cardinals 9, Cubs 9. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clemens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clemens hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 9. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boyer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer bunts towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Groat is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Groat hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Shannon is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena misplays the ball. That's an error on Pena. White moves to third. Tito Francona pinch hits for Julian Javier. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing second base. Vic Rosnovsky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosnovsky for the out. 1 out. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McDaniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 9. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ricketts is 0 for 2 in the game. Ricketts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barney Schultz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flood is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schultz moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schultz scores. Flood moves to third. Brock moves to second. It's 10-9, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 1-2. White is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Peña is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Ricketts for a passed ball. Peña moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Peña moves to third. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks, Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Santo reaches second base with a double. Peña scores. It's Cardinals, 10, Cubs, 10. Steve Carlton now pitching. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Altman is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Purkey now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo moves to third. 2 outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Clemens is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clemens is walked intentionally. Altman moves to second. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rosnovsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out.